Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to my older brother Bobby Lee, part 3 episode. My favorite part of our Zoom interview was talking about Warzone. We've been playing quite a bit of that game, and we're both trying to improve. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Have you started yet?
We're going to start right now. Welcome back to the Stevie Weeby Show Zoom edition with my brother, Bobby Lee, part 3. How you doing, brother?
Hey, dude, what's up, bro? I had a dream about you the other day, man.
Okay, let's hear about the dream.
All right, so you're on a rooftop, right? With this guy named Dante.
Yeah.
Right? And you guys both had guitars. You're plugged into these little amps.
Yeah.
And then he sang like a 2-chord diminished like song. It was like a nice song. I forgot what it was. It was kind of like, Adami, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Right? And I go, all right, Steve, it's your turn. And you went, Adami. And then you didn't do it. And you go, I don't want to do it. It's stupid.
Whoa.
Right? And I go, you got to do it. Dante did it, right? And then you threw a chair at me.
What?
Yeah. And then Kelly Kirsten, this comic I haven't seen in like 15 years, she came out of nowhere and goes, you got to play it. And you punched her in the mouth, right? And then...
Well, hold up. This is a dream.
Yes, a dream.
It's a dream. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would never do that in real life.
And then a Shaolin master, some Shaolin guy, comes. He does a roundhouse kick to your face.
Yeah.
You get knocked unconscious, right?
Yeah.
And then I held you like I thought you were going to die. And that was a dream.
So that's not a good dream.
It makes you look
like a bully.
Well, I think it had to do with, like, you know, your behaviors in the past, maybe.
But have I changed from that point? I mean, I know I'm not perfect, but I haven't snapped like that in a while, have I?
Yeah, but you do. Yeah, but you have, I know, but you have the stubbornness about you. Like, oh, I don't want to do that, or... I don't want to go there, or I don't want to eat that.
I know. I don't like that about me. Because remember, even like even before we went to DVDSA, remember, I'm like, I don't want to go. I want to go to get Korean food.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for that, there'd be no Mong Chi. There'd be no me meeting Dave or Money Mong.
I know.
All of the good stuff in my life.
You changed. I'm not saying you haven't changed.
Right.
Right. But you have certain behaviors that you do. You know, like in Warzone.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. We're both playing 5 hours a day. I'm highly addictive, and I've been laying in bed thinking why I still play because I'm the worst at it.
No, dude, like, I realized that in a war, like in World War II, for instance, right?
Yeah.
You know how, like, American soldiers would go through, like, a French village, right?
Yeah.
And then you would have, like, a baker or a butcher, right?
Yeah. Right?
He's like cowering in the corner of a burnt building with his family.
Yeah.
Mister, please, you know, my daughter, she's on fire. She hasn't drinking water, you know?
Yeah.
That's us. We're not the soldier.
I think I'm the person that hides.
That's what I'm saying. We're just regular people.
Yeah.
War, but we're not war people.
But the way we play the game is a little cowardice, isn't it?
Yeah, we were playing like the butcher or the you know what I mean? or the baker, you know what I mean? Because I'm getting shot up. I'm getting shot up. Hey, back me up.
Yeah.
I'm already in fucking Storagetown.
Yeah.
And we're in farmland.
You know what I realized about that game? My awareness is zero.
Zero awareness.
And I noticed, you know, a shout out to my boy Matt Moon. Right? Because he could see someone 5 miles away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you know that they're there?
Or when they go, hey, we like Kingdom, right? And I'm looking this way, it's over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about our last game that really bothered me?
That's something I did?
It's something I did.
Well, I probably agree with you.
No, because this is what happened. Because since we get the recons and scavengers, right? I don't want to get those anymore.
Why?
Because we're running aimlessly, and I don't know who's watching us. Because, you know, we went into the airport in that little hallway, right? And I thought I saw movement, right? And there was a guy that was there, and he shot us all like dominoes that came down. And I was the last guy that could have killed him, and I died just like you and Dylan. And I felt horrible about that. And I could tell it bothered you, too. Did it bother you?
You know what that means?
What?
You get to play Stardew Valley. That.
Steve, no.
Steve, that's what that means.
No, you know why?
It's not for you.
What do you mean?
The game's not for you.
So Warzone is not for me.
No.
It's
not for me either.
No, I think you're learning. I like your tactics using the shield. That was very effective.
You made fun of me, dude.
No, I was making fun of you because you look ridiculous. But
yeah,
like,
but that's what I'm...
The way
what, were
you
call,
bash,
what were you calling me?
What?
What were you calling? You were calling me something.
You called the Shield Master.
Oh, I'm Shield Master. That's right. Yeah. Because at one point...
It's very
what?
Cheap. It's very cheap. Because you're like crouching
your,
down.
I, you know, I saved your fucking life.
I know, but like the way you bonked him on the head and then shot, it was genius.
I saved your life.
I know. So you're saying, why do you play? Why are you addictive? Are you addicted to Warzone?
I think I'm addicted to. Here's what it is. Because of the pandemic. And because of all the things that are going on in the world, like George Floyd and the protests, and because that I'm newly sober, I need some sort of escapism.
Yes.
And I'm addicted to video games, and it's a good way to just check out.
Yeah.
From my feelings and what's really going on, and so I think it's not Warzone necessarily. It's there isn't really a game right now that I like to play. It's either my number one game is RPGs.
Right.
And I already did 52 farms on Stardew Valley.
But what didn't you play Witcher?
Yeah, it's an RPG. But since there isn't really a game that is like that, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I like open world where I can explore.
Yeah.
My second go-to is always first-person shooters.
Right.
Even though I'm not good at it.
I know. I mean, what is it?
Yeah.
What is it? Are we, because I'm trying to get good at it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm missing that quality of just knowing where to go. And because I feel like I'm shooting the gun just like the other person shooting, but it seems like their reaction time is a lot faster than mine.
This is it.
What?
When you both see each other, right?
Yeah.
He directs his gun at you, and every bullet hits your body.
Yeah.
When you see him, two bullets go up there, right? Then you do a spin around move.
Yeah.
Where you spin around.
Yeah.
Right? And then you hear your shield pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, and you're,
right?
You're on the ground.
And then you shoot one, maybe in his leg. So you know, it's reaction time.
It's reaction.
So when
time.
You see each other, you should shoot every bullet into his body.
Every single
but
one.
But you don't have that because we both panic. Oh!
Yeah.
It's somebody. Because, you know, you spend 10, 15 minutes not even seeing somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm not a long distance guy.
No, you're
not. I'm
not
like a sniper.
You're not a sniper.
I need to be
not.
Like around a corner, right?
Yeah.
And I have to surprise somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I can get my kills.
I'm addicted to every round being a different adventure. Because every single game plays out in a certain way, like it's a storyline, you know?
Yeah.
Like we'll end up in farmland, and we'll like work our way in and steal a Jeep. It's like everything's
there's
a
no,
story.
There's no story. There's no story.
No, but that's the way.
Then you imagine a story.
I create it.
Yeah, so give me a scenario of what.
Well, I've been watching these Ken Burns World War II documentaries on. Now, you know, and I've been like, and you know, I love movies like Saving Private Ryan. So with me and you, it's like Taegook Ji, like we're brothers. in like Korea, and we need to we need to fight past these enemy lines. And then I like when I give you a chest plate, I'm like really thinking like I want you to survive. And another
Can we play? Can we not play with a deaf guy again?
What do you mean? No, he wasn't deaf. He doesn't have a headset. He's not deaf.
What?
He's not deaf.
Wait, wait. You said that Henry's deaf.
No, he's not deaf. You thought Henry was deaf?
Yeah.
No. Henry is just a normal guy that doesn't use a headset. So he can.
Why not?
I don't know. He could listen to us. He could hear us.
He was an extra challenge?
He could hear us, but he can't talk back to us.
Well, that doesn't. I don't want to play with a guy like that.
A lot of people play like that, Bob.
They play without talking to each other?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, have you been getting hit up by? I have so many friend requests just on Warzone alone. Like, how many do you get hit up all the time to play with your fans?
I mean, I get Instagram, Facebook. I mean, I have people tweeting. I have people, you know. And then, you know, when you give somebody, I've given some guys opportunities to play with me.
Yeah.
You know, but then it's like now every time I'm on, they try to get on the game, you know?
Yeah.
It's becoming no, I want to play with people. There's just so many people to play with, and I don't, you know, it's, you know, I don't it's hard to say, but you know, I can't have fanny kind of like, you know, I love you, you know, I can't hear that.
Right.
Oh, remember that podcast where, you know, you said this?
Yeah, you just want to play the game.
Hey, say hot dog.
Yeah.
So then you're like playing, you're in the war, you're going, oh, hot dog.
Yeah.
And then they're laughing. I can't believe it. You know, you said it.
Well, are the I know those exist, but are there fans also that say I could carry you to top five every time?
I mean, that's the only ones I'll play with. And if they can't, then I don't play with them again. Is that shallow of me? Here's the thing. I mean, I'm not good.
Remember, you paid to get to the lighthouse, remember? Just say it, no different, right?
I didn't pay to go to the lighthouse.
Oh, I thought...
What are you talking about?
I thought you did. I'm so sorry.
No.
Okay.
I don't pay no money.
Okay. Now listen.
Pay no money.
I mean, how come we're not? How come you don't like twitching, huh?
I don't know how. I mean, someone would have to set it up for me. I mean, I would do it, but I wouldn't do it to make any kind of money. I don't know what the point of it is. I don't know why people watch other people play video games. Do you?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What I mean? I just asked you.
Well, no, it's they want to. It's fun. It's like a voyeurism. They're looking like at you. It's entertaining for them to watch someone else play a game.
Like I'll hear like when Eric Griffin twitches and stuff, people will comment like, "Hey, tell Bobby that right trigger is the gun."
Right.
Like as if I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I think they like watching me die.
Oh,
they're not like, watching me because I'm good.
No, I think they're like watching our interaction because we're not good, right?
Oh, I see.
You're not good. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not good. No.
But can I be honest with you? I'm trying to be good. I want to be good, but I'm.
You're never going to be good.
I'm horrible at it.
You're never going to be good.
Why would you say that? You're saying I can't be learned. I can't learn to be good.
Because you're a coward.
What do you mean? I go out and shoot.
No, if I'm getting shot, I already told you, you're at the other side of the fucking map.
So what about, okay, so we're going to play again tonight, right?
And next time I say, help me.
This is going to be a short one. We're going to only do like a 40-minute thing of this.
Yeah, but when I say, help me, right? Don't run away.
No, but what you do that you don't realize, you're looting so fast, running in and out of buildings, and I can't track you guys down. That's another thing is I lose track of where you guys are because you guys are moving around from building to building so fast. I can't
or
keep
I'll
up.
Treat you like a disabled kid.
No, hey, don't Steve, treat me like that.
Hey, Steve.
Communication.
I'm going to go into this room. Are you ready?
No, communication. Just ping, hey, I'm going here, I'm going here, I'm going here.
Let's play with people that have that I can hear, though. Can we do that?
What do you mean? Because Dylan just texted me. Dylan just texted me.
I love Dylan.
Okay, Dylan's good, right? Dylan, we're good with Dylan. Yeah.
So you know who's good? Gilbert. Have you played with Gilbert?
I played with him last night.
You did?
How is he good and where? How did he get so good? I didn't even know he played video games. I don't know.
He's very good.
He never said he played games.
Well, maybe because he's gay.
No.
He's gay.
Who Gilbert is? Oh, that's fine.
I know it's fine. It's just.
But what does that
I just
have to do
let
with
you
being
know.
Good at?
It has nothing to do with anything. I just want you to know. It has nothing to do with anything. He's just gay.
Okay. Now, is Kalila, is she cool with you? Is she cool with you playing Warzone?
No.
What? Is this too sensitive a topic?
I can talk about it.
We don't have to talk about it.
It's just, you know, when you're with a woman, they want to,
I know.
They want all,
4 years.
They want all the attention.
I know.
And when you don't give them the attention, you spend 5 hours down in the basement, right?
Yeah.
With people that you don't even know that well, you know, I can understand how irritating it is for her, you know? So I try to be mindful and go upstairs and we'll do cuddle sessions or, you know what I mean? I'll give her a massage or whatnot. But, you know, it's difficult for your partner because they don't really fully understand it.
Well, she must understand. It's kind of like if she likes scuba diving, right? And spending
time. It's not the same.
What do you mean? It's an activity.
Well, her argument would be, yep, scuba diving is living your life.
So people make a living playing video games.
I understand that, but when they don't play it, they don't fucking understand it. You know, when people are like free solo rock climbing, right?
Right.
They would say, oh, that's not like playing video games. We're out there really doing it, you know?
Right.
So we're kind of just like, you know, in a basement somewhere, you know, they just don't understand the fulfillment of it. I do because I like it. I play it. I laugh so hard playing with my friends and I like, you know, teasing each other and all and whatnot. But do you miss Dad?
Yeah, I miss him a lot. I do.
When do you think about him?
You know what? It's funny you ask because it's in the most oddest times. I'll be in the shower or I'll just think of a memory of him. You know what I'm realizing? I still can't believe he's gone. You know?
Yeah.
What saddens me even more is thinking about Mom. I mean, think about it. She's like alone there in Gilbert, you know? That was like her life.
God, I don't want to think about that.
You brought it up. I'm just being
real. I
don't
want to think about that.
Yeah, but we have to start making plans because, you know, like.
Yeah, we went to Hawaii.
I know, but we need to do more.
Was that not a good time?
I need to personally visit her more.
I know, but was that not a good time?
What?
Was that not a good time?
I mean, that was such a great, I was getting up at like 8 a.m. Like, I don't remember the last time I would get up naturally at 8 a.m. and sleep at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
I was like a miracle. That place like changed my whole sleeping pattern.
I just feel bad about making her cry.
Oh, about the BTS? You didn't mean to.
I know.
But the thing is, Kalila was right. You need to at least give her that. And I realize that. Like, that's all she has. She's like, it's like her form of video games. That's her escapism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize that at the time. I just thought that she was being psychotic about being obsessed over a boy band. But, I made her cry. I feel bad.
In a way, we get our video game addiction from her doing stuff like that. That's her form of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just let her do it.
Yeah.
I know it looks crazy and it's a psychotic in a way, but so is what we do.
Mm-hmm. You know have you been doing? Have you been playing with the Oculus?
What do you mean? I'll talk about it. I've already told Ilani. Yeah.
So you masturbate with the Oculus?
Yeah, I can't do it anymore. It's too real. I did one. Let me tell you, one of them I did. Hold up. And this freaked me out. It was four like Norwegian or Swedish women or something. And they're in a house with champagne glasses. And they're like, come in. and I felt like I was in that house. Like they were talking to me and like holding my hand, and they brought me over to the couch and they like bent over like a doggy. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't do it. Have you done the ones? Have you looked at the Japanese ones?
But did you masturbate?
Yeah, but then you know what? I was so aware one of the nights because I was laying down at first, but I couldn't like get, it was uncomfortable. So I had to like sit up like this, you know, and then like,
yeah,
put the, you know, I had to put a support like pillows like kind of upright, and then I was masturbating that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't need to know your comfort level.
Okay, I'm letting you know.
You get what I mean? Yeah.
But yeah, it's a different level, especially the ones where they're on top of you, because they're like the whole like the amount of space, you feel like they're really on top of you as far as like the dimension.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I'm looking, you know, you're looking up at them. You're like, oh, yes. You know.
It's not healthy.
Crazy.
It's not healthy.
What?
It's not healthy.
It's not, right?
No. It's not. You know it's not.
But, I mean, what's the difference between that than just watching porn?
Because I think that it's elevated, right? So it's like any other kind of drug where, like, you know, you can smoke a cigarette and drink caffeine, and then all of a sudden you smoke pot, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you snort some cocaine. You know, I think there's elevation, you know? So it's right. Like... I think one day, like, you know, you do Oculus porn, and the next thing you know, you could be in, like, in the human trafficking business 5 years from now, you know? I think it'll just...
Wait, you lost me there. How can you go from watching...
No, I'm just giving you an example. I don't know...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to talk about your preference of pornography, because you like something called Blue Pill Man.
No, I don't. I don't know what you're saying.
No.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Hold up. You enjoy watching older grandfathers.
No, I don't. I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I thought you did. So you don't like fetishes? No, I like POV. I'll admit, I like POV. You know?
Yeah, POV. You're accusing me of watching porn with grandpas.
Well, I've seen the grandma and ones. Younger, there's nothing younger wrong with that. Porn. I've seen the grandmother ones. There's nothing wrong with it.
You've masturbated to grandmother porn. You have.
Yeah.
And how did you feel afterwards? How did you feel afterwards?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's escalated to a point where normal stuff, quote unquote normal stuff, whatever that may be,
yeah,
doesn't satisfy. I need to go really outward.
That's what I'm saying. That's why when you're doing Oculus porn, right, and a couple, and then that's gonna stop working for you. Yeah. And then a couple years later, you're gonna want a different kind of a bigger high. I think it's a dangerous, you know, cycle. So we should stop doing all that. Like for me, it's been 6 months of no pornography.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean you haven't done it in 6 months?
I've masturbated through imagination.
Oh, I don't even know how to do that. I don't, how?
Because I mean, when I went to that institution because of, you know, after dad died, the trauma that I was dealing with.
Yeah, you dealt with that.
I did a contract saying that I would not masturbate to or go to strip clubs or masturbate to pornography because not all, but a lot of people in that industry also witnessed trauma, and I was just perpetuating it, you know? So it's like, you know, a lot of these women, you know, had difficult lives, you know? And
yeah,
you know, some people, you know, we know healthy porn stars like Asa Akira who, you know, has a real healthy outlook on, you know, she's just highly sexual, you know?
Right.
But there are those that were like molested or, you know, they experienced a lot of trauma and then they go into these fields where they perpetuate that trauma. And by watching it, we're sort of supporting it or, you know, condoning it, you know, or whatever. So I signed a contract, but you know what? You like, you know, you can, after about a month or two without watching porn, you can start imagining things.
You can?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I imagine different scenarios in my mind, you know?
So you just use your mind to do it?
Yeah, but scenarios, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, do you still have toys? I mean, because are you over that part of
your life? I never did toys, man. What the fuck are you talking about, man?
No, I mean, you know, like
I never did toys, man. What the fuck are you saying?
You know,
I'm on a game show. I'm on a game show on TV, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know
toys. You didn't do the toys.
Okay. I never did toys. I don't do old man porn or nothing.
But with me, personally, I've done the toys.
We've made toys together.
Oh yeah, the Pringles.
Yeah. We've made toys together as brothers.
Yeah. I've gotten to a point where I've like it's come down to just using a rubber with a like lotion in my own stuff in there.
Yeah, I don't need to know that.
Okay.
I don't need to know.
Okay. So I haven't.
I think we should get to a point in our relationship where there's just certain things we just don't share with each other. You know what I mean? It's like I'm tired of, you know what you do a lot?
What?
Okay, you've said this more than hello. You've probably said this more than I love you.
What?
You know what you've said most?
What?
Smell this.
I don't know what it is. Like,
you do this.
You'll
do this. You'll do this.
Yeah,
smell this.
Yeah. No, I'll do it with my smell toes this. Too. I'll do it with
your
my toes.
Yeah.
Like my Cheeto and, toe.
And I just want to let you know, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I've smelt enough.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That part, that thing that I do is that's a bit childish, isn't it?
I don't think it's childish. I just think that there are just unknown smells that your body creates and you don't share it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not nice smelling things.
No, they're putrid, like poo.
Yeah, if it smelled like a Starburst flavor, then I would be like,
no.
Flavor, but it's always like
poo.
Rot, poo, fungi.
Yeah, fungi. Something.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah. Do you find it a miracle that me, your younger brother, is going on a four-year relationship?
It's not only a miracle, I still kind of can't believe it. I mean, I don't even understand. I can't believe it, because I literally thought that you were one of those ragey incels.
What do you mean?
Like an Elliot Rodgers type.
You thought I was that?
There was a time where I was.
Man, like, I got laid. No, I was getting. No, I've gotten laid.
Okay, since the David. Okay, yes.
Oh, you're right. Before that, I was really. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Here's my history. I remember. Remember when you were going to ASU?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
And
then
you go. Think about what you're about to say, though. Really think about, like, just think about it. Think it through before you say it.
Yeah, I'm going to think it through because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but, you know, I remember you going, hey, Bob, you want to get some pussy? And I was like, how old was I then?
You
24.
Well, you're at the Tempe Improv. You're doing.
Also, 25. I was like 25.
You're doing your comedy.
Yeah, and you know, you hooked up with
Jean. Her name was Jean.
Don't say her name.
Okay, sorry.
And then I hooked up with somebody that wasn't Jean. I just throw that out there.
You had fun though, didn't you?
Yeah, but I mean, my history with you was sexually. Is there, and then
well, we were in the same dorm room with our girls.
I know, but then when you moved to LA, you know, then you met Amy.
Yeah.
Then with Amy, I was just like, oh, she's attractive, and she's kind. You know what I mean? And my brother, this could be the one. But then in between Amy, you know, and Ilani, there was that window of like, especially
nothing.
When you were using and stuff,
nothing
of no not just nothing of yeah. Just, you know, almost homeless pussy.
Yeah.
Remember the homeless pussy?
Or the chola. Yeah. Remember the chola?
So that's when I was worried.
Like the chola that she did at my work, remember? She was like,
Yeah.
Hey, I'm pregnant. Hey,
well, you froze for a second.
What was that?
You're frozen for a second.
Okay, it says your internet is unstable. Connection is unstable. Are we back?
Yeah, I'm back now, yeah.
Okay, so.
The chola.
Yeah, the chola that came to my work saying, hey, there's something wrong with me. You have to come to the hospital.
Yeah.
A nightmare, right?
Could you find a chola with teeth, maybe?
She had teeth, but she was a bit hard around the edges. Yeah. So yeah, I made some bad choices. I know. So you're
cutting out.
Let's bring it to here, though. I mean, from that to now.
You're cutting out. You're cutting out.
I'm cutting out now. Okay. Am I hit back?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay. So my thing is from that point till now is a huge improvement, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think sobriety has improved your life in that
10
way.
10 years sober.
I know. So in the last 10 years, it's improved. And I think when you do spiritual work, you grew. And then, you know, now you have a cool partner. We love her. She's great. And she's really hip, and she's cute, and she makes me laugh, and she's also, you know, knowledgeable about, you know,
she's
a smart girl.
Yeah.
And you know, we love her, and I'm just proud of you. We love her, and I'm proud of you. And I, you know, I sometimes forget about your old ways, you know, but your life has completely changed
for the better. You think?
Oh yeah, you know it too. Come on.
Yeah.
Your life has improved in a, you know, there was a time when I thought maybe you would have overdosed or something or run away or.
Okay. Yeah, when so you were you using. Brought that up. I know when you went through your thing recently, you know, when the dad thing was going on, it scared the crap out of me.
You went MIA. You were missing in action.
I know, but I knew what I knew. When I found out what you were up to, it messed with my head. Because I look up to you. You're my older brother. And I'm like, well, if Bob's doing that, maybe I could at least smoke weed. And it did enter my brain, you know? Yeah. I didn't do it, but I was vicariously kind of living through you. Like, remember I was like asking you questions. Oh, you went to this dispensary, blah, blah, blah. And so.
Steve, well, I was out for how long? Couple of months. Why do you think I came back?
It wasn't good.
It's not what you think it is.
But all the different strands of weed is...
It's not what you think it is.
Oh, really?
Once you smoke one good strand, right? And then you smoke... I smoked... Ask Gilbert. I mean, they saw my collection. I had
the best quality weed.
60 bottles of just different... Every flavor and every strand.
Everything.
And it got to the point where I would smoke 12 hours a day. And not be able to get high.
So when that happened, you're like, oh no, this is not.
I was like, this is. I was thinking like, maybe I should go back to pills, or maybe I should get some cocaine, or you know, what I mean, I start drinking and stuff. And then that's when my mind was like, you know, you're entering a very dark place, you know,
dark place.
So I just decided nip it in the butt now, and let's just get sober now, because you know, I knew where it was headed.
How much time do you have now?
Over 6 months.
Wow. Already?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So you're going to, when you get a year, you're going to, I'm going to give you a cake, right?
Yeah. I got a sponsor now. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, wow. How'd you meet that?
You know, Danny was a guy, he was in a huge movie a long time ago.
Okay. You don't have to say it. Yeah.
I'm not going
to
say who he is, but, and I remember watching that movie, go, oh, there's an ethnic guy in that movie, right? And then I used to see him in meetings, and he was super nice to me, you know?
Yeah.
And then I remember going to New York once, maybe 16 years ago. It was for some sort of industry thing. Mm-hmm. And he was at the airport, and I remember him being around, like, all these fancy people.
Yeah.
And he knew I was sober. And he was super nice to me. He like went out of his way to say hi to me and how sobriety and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was looking for a sponsor, so I was at a men's meeting.
Yeah.
And I had already texted Court. You know my friend Court?
Yeah, I know Court. I like Court.
I had made a list of five guys, and he was on the list of five guys I might ask to be my sponsor. Yeah. But then when I was at the meeting, he was sharing, and I looked, and he was wearing a red. He was wearing a red shirt.
Right.
But it was on Zoom, right? And at the top of his shirt, I saw a little bit of a symbol. Guess what it was?
Hey.
Red shirt.
Oh, Arsenal.
Yes.
He's an Arsenal fan.
Yes.
Oh.
And so I was hearing him share, but then I saw his shirt, and he was on this like list of guys, and I just thought he's a gooner.
And no, not only that, that's a sign from the universe.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
That was a sign of from the universe saying that's
the guy. I got his number from.
Yeah, I'm so happy you sent him. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you.
And I go, will you buy a sponsor? He goes, he sponsors like 30 people, but he goes, yeah, I'll sponsor you. So awesome. I've been talking to him. Yeah.
I'm so happy you're back. I'm so happy. Yeah.
Now, it feels good, you know?
Everything's good now. Like, I mean, how are you doing in this quarantine? How's your, you haven't done comedy in so long. Are you missing it?
It's fucking weird because, you know, I have a lot of friends who are on the road right now.
During this quarantine?
Oh, yeah. Paulie's in Oklahoma. Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub just did the Houston Improv, and now they're going to stand up live in
Arizona.
Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, Phoenix.
So they're doing it this weekend, I think. I know Brad Williams has been out. I know a lot of people that have been out at clubs.
Why are they doing that?
Because I think, you know, Brad needs to do it because he has a family now. He's a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's understandable. Brendan and Brian they don't like what the government is telling them. They don't like when people tell them what to do.
When are you going to start doing your comedy again?
You know, for me, it's this whole quarantine thing isn't about me being sick or really me being afraid that I'm going to die from it.
Right.
My thing is that, you know, I don't want to transmit it to other people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do a show and have a bunch of people in my room, right, spreading it.
Right, you know, you're being safe.
And then, you know, you spread it around and then it kills maybe an old person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or somebody that had pre-existing medical issues and then they die, you know, so
you're being responsible. You
know, I'm just trying to be responsible and to my fellow man. And I just, you know, for me, I've had a really good run, and I don't, you know, if you have money saved and you're still going on the road, to me, it's a little weird right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I mean, I love Brendan and Brian, but
they got money.
Not only that, though, is they're playing rooms because they play Texas,
yeah.
Which is they only allow 50% of the people in the room.
Right.
Right. So they get half the crowd. They're both headliners, and they're splitting the money.
That 50-50.
So you're asking yourself, it's not really about the money at that point.
They just want to do it.
They just want to do it, and that's their right as Americans to do that. I'm just not. I'm not there yet. You know, the guys that, you know, Santino, me, Eric, we're going to wait a little bit.
Wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, I have a date in July, you know, in Washington, and they're promoting it now. I don't know. I'm probably not going to do it.
Right. I mean, when are they going to open up the comedy store again?
Probably in July.
Okay, so you just have to wait another month or so. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not – no, but they're not going to open every room.
Oh,
and they're gonna put.
Hold up! You froze up a little.
Hold up, the people in the room, or 25%, or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Okay, so they're gonna do that. They're not gonna open every room. And
they're gonna open one room and only 50% or 25% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the, you know, And then if you have every comic calling in.
Oh, yeah.
That's 12 spots a night.
Yeah, good luck.
You're going to get one or two spots.
Yeah. You know what? Thank good for Tiger Belly and this type of stuff, because we could just do it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also, I completely understand people needing to work and needing the country to open up.
Yeah.
So that they can feed their families. I completely understand it. So, I'm still struggling with certain, I don't know what this disease is really.
Well, I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, fully. So I don't know how it works really. And
I just know this is a really bizarre, odd time in history. It's like, this is unprecedented as far as we got this corona thing and then boom, right away, these riots and then the George Floyd, just like boom, boom. It's just like nonstop craziness.
Let me ask you some questions about that.
Yeah.
What do you think that should have been done right away when George Floyd died?
Derek Chauvin and To Tao, the other cop, and the two other officers should have been in prison for life. Right away. I mean, there's video proof. You know what I mean? Right away.
Yeah, but there's
No, because that position, that knee position, it was on a hard surface. Come on, dude. He could not breathe.
I understand that. I know. I 100% agree with that. I understand.
Yeah,
let me just make an argument here.
What?
One of the guys, I think his name is Thomas Lane.
Okay.
I think he was standing there watching it or something.
Yeah.
And granted, he's liable and he should have stopped it. And I agree with all that. But you think Thomas Lane should get life in prison?
No, not him per se. He should get some kind of jail time.
Okay.
But I think the main culprits is definitely the number one is Derek Chauvin.
Yes.
Derek Chauvin, and the second one is Tao Tao.
Yeah.
The Asian Tao Tao.
When you see an Asian dude in a controversy like this, do you get embarrassed?
I was having a panic attack when I saw the picture of him, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an Asian dude. You know what I mean? It was embarrassing to say the least. I was shamed. I was like, what the? And then the way he was pushing people away. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing, man? Yeah, this guy, he should at least get 20 years, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
For not doing anything, at least.
It's like when, I remember when Virginia Tech happened.
Oh my God.
He was Korean.
I
told people I was Chinese for 6 months, I swear to God.
You are embarrassed.
Oh yeah. No, I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
I would say that even to comedians. I was so embarrassed.
Do you remember the tapes he turned into MSNBC? Oh, it was so embarrassing. Just the justification and the self-entitlement.
Like,
you had your Mercedes, you had your, paint, like whatever. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I when all those things happen, I get so shameful because it's like, I want a good image for our people, but it's like, it shows you that every ethnicity has those types of people.
Every single one. It's not a race thing. Every race.
It's not a race thing. Yeah, no. It's
Indian,
just
Hispanic.
Yeah, yeah. It's just people.
Korean, whatever, Asian, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is still embarrassing nonetheless.
It's embarrassing, but with Cho Sung Wee, going back to the Virginia Tech guy, I think he wouldn't have done it if he had some kind of hobby or thing he was into, if he got laid,
laid.
Yeah, bro.
No.
No.
He needed to be on medication.
No, but you know what? Elliot Rodger. No, I'm talking more about Elliot Rodger.
No, but you said the fucking Cho Sung
Wee. I know, but with Elliot Rodger, if he had a girl that loved him, he wouldn't have done that.
No, dude. No, don't say that. Don't say it. You can't air that.
What do you mean?
You can't air that. You're going to get canceled after that.
No, because he was...
I know, but...
He was sexually frustrated. right?
I understand. I know, but it's not, people that do that, right? They can use the excuse of sexual frustration.
Yeah.
But they have a mental problem. They're sick. They need to be on medication.
Right. You're right. Yeah, he had some kind of mental deficiency. Yeah.
Dude, dude, there was times, years where I couldn't get any pussy. You think I ever thought about killing anybody?
You're right. You know, you know what reminds me of? I just saw the Ted Kaczynski documentary, Unabomber.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that where, you know, he was a smart guy, but there's something mental twisted. Yes. He had a deep-rooted resentment and twisted way he looked at the world.
He needs deep therapy. He needs deep to be in therapy. An institution.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. It's multi-layered. It's
there's
multi-layered.
Missing. Yeah, it's, yeah.
There's something, yeah. There's some loose screws up here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I take that back.
Because
deep-rooted, different types of mental disorders.
Because look at Elliot Rodger, right?
Right.
He was a cute kid.
He was good looking. He was
if I look like Elliot Rodger.
With your personality?
With my personality.
Tons of pussy.
I would be drowning, Steve. I would be drowning in pussy.
You would, drowning.
Yes.
Killing it.
Because I got pussy looking like this.
I don't even know how you managed to do that. Kidding. You know what? I have to admit, you are a handsome guy. No, you're a handsome guy. I know that you talk down on yourself, and I don't know if it feeds
you. Fuck you. No, fuck you.
You're a handsome guy.
Don't you? You can't.
People have said that.
No, Steve. When I said that, right? Yeah. That look. You know, I self-deprecated myself, and your response was, you didn't smile. You looked right in the camera. And you go. I can't even believe you could do, you know, whatever you said.
I was kidding.
That was real. What you're saying now.
I didn't mean to shame you. I apologize.
What you're saying now.
I didn't mean to shame you.
Is the kidding part.
No. Bob, you could get whatever you have.
I know what I look like, you fuck.
And the thing is, you are handsome. I think you downplay. You're not bad looking yourself.
All right. Oh, I'm okay. Cute. I'm cute.
You're a cute guy. You got a huge personality, huge career. Okay.
Do I look like Total?
No. You're a handsome guy. Okay.
No, because people have been on Instagram, people have been saying, "Bobby, what did you do?" And then they'll tag me in a photo of him.
Of who?
Of Total.
Not at all.
Okay, look at the photos of Total. Imagine me, my head shaved, right?
No, you don't look like
him. Okay.
You don't look like him. All right, I think we've
got it?
No, yeah, I wanted to get on a little war zone with you.
I know, but I have to eat dinner first.
Okay, so while you eat dinner, I'll be editing this down.
Yeah, how much time did we do?
What time did we start?
I don't know, it's your show. What does it say on the thing?
We started around 9:45, right?
Yeah.
It's almost...
9:40.
It's almost 10.
10:40, I'm in.
40. Hold on. Let me make some announcements just to stretch it out to 10:40. Hold on. Okay, so thanks for tuning in, everyone, to the Zoom series of Bobby Lee Part 3. I want to thank the newest patrons this week, Kai Borich and Michael Ryan. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Make your pledge. Go to stevieweebyshow.com if you want to buy any merch. Go to stevieweebybandcamp.com for any of my music. Check out the newest project, Ode to My Pops EP, at stevieweebybandcamp.com. Subscribe to www.youtube.com/stevieweeby. Support the Tiger Belly podcast and Bad Friends as well. Now it's time... for Little Ray's World. I love you, brother. I'll see you on the battlefield.
Welcome to Little Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow.
name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's world. Hee-haw!
What the hell do we got here, Beep? Looks like a god dang leg, man. Beep, beep. Excuse me, miss. Hello? Do you need some help there? Let me see if I heard this correctly, ma'am. So you used to drink beer out of a keg every day? And what else happened that one day you broke your leg? Because I could see that that leg is broken. Oh, man. That's pretty crazy, ma'am. So you're telling me that you got drunk drinking beer out of a keg and you decided to go hiking up a mountain and then you tripped, slipped, and fell. Broke your leg, but then also hit your head, and you died, didn't you? I don't know what to tell you, because that's straight stupidity to me and Beep, but we wrote a song about you, man. We're going to leave your leg alone. It goes like this, Peg the Leg.
This one's about Peg the Leg. Listen up, folks.
Peg the Leg, man.
Peg the Leg, love them kids, drinking up the beer that
join us in about 2 weeks or so for another episode of Little Ray's World, man. And make sure you go to www.stevieweebyshow.com and pick yourself up a cool little shirt or something, man. Let's get her done.